Title: EU-US Privacy Shield, Still Awaiting Certainty. Content: The European Prospective Privacy Activists across Europe raised their data protection banner following the announcement by EU Commissioner for Justice, Consumers and Gender Equality Vera Jourova on Tuesday, February 2, 2016, that a political agreement had been reached between the EU and the US on a new framework for handling transatlantic data flows. This does not bode well, especially because the exact content of the new agreement, which will replace the safe harbor mechanism, is still unknown. We will expand on the indications provided by the Commissioner on some of the negotiated protection mechanisms. More importantly, we will highlight the risks that over 4,000 companies, mainly US tech companies, still face and the measures they should put in place to ensure compliance with EU data protection rules. Safe harbor in the storm. In October 2015, the Court of Justice of the European Union, CJEU, in case C-362/14 Maximilian Schrems v. Data Protection Commissioner, reported on here, declared the safe harbor scheme invalid. Thousands of companies that relied on this cost-effective and compliant way to transfer European personal data to companies, subsidiaries, or suppliers in the US were faced with uncertainty and were exposed to potential enforcement actions by national data protection authorities in the EU. This case, which followed a reference from the Irish High Court to the CJEU in which the High Court asked if national data protection authorities were bound by adequacy decisions of the European Commission or if, to the contrary, they may or must conduct their own investigations into the adequate protection of individuals' privacy rights. Plaintiff Maximilian Schrems complained that by transferring his personal data to the US, a large American social media company was unable to adequately ensure that US authorities would not have access to his data through mass and indiscriminate surveillance activities. The CJEU ruled that national data protection authorities must be able to investigate and suspend a transfer if it finds that the protection offered to European individuals were inadequate. At the same time, the CJEU invalidated the simplified mechanism offered by the safe harbor. Following this ruling, US companies that relied on the safe harbor were uncertain as to providing additional protective measures and whether or not they should wait for a safe harbor 2.0 version. Just an announcement, the Commission responded, back in October, that it would take the CJEU ruling on board and work with the Article 29 Working Party, the 28 member states' representatives of the national data protection authorities, to further negotiate a new and improved agreement with the US. The Commissioner's announcement on February 2, 2016 was received with mixed views and divided opinions. Companies want certainty and welcome the progress made by both sides. Data protection organizations and some members of the European Parliament, MEPs, were more negative, doubting the ability of the US to provide equivalent protection for personal data as at home. The most striking reaction came from the Article 29 Working Party, who adopted a wait-and-see approach, urging the Commissioner to provide them with the agreement in order to assess whether it provides answers to the privacy concerns. In her statement on the new EU-US Privacy Shield, the Commissioner announced that the US committed to providing additional assurances and protections to guarantee that the CJEU's concerns are met, including ongoing monitoring by the US Department of Commerce of US companies importing personal data from Europe and more stringent obligations on the processing of data, the protection of individual rights and the further transfer of data, clear limitations, safeguards and oversight mechanisms on law enforcement and national security authorities ruling out indiscriminate mass surveillance, real protection and appeal mechanisms, offering EU citizens several accessible and affordable dispute resolution and arbitration mechanisms, as well as the establishment of an independent ombudsman. Is the end in sight? US companies have been grappling with transatlantic data flow issues since the CJEU case of last October. This announcement does not yet bring the much-awaited certainty, and the reaction of some privacy activists even before the release of the agreement indicates that new legal challenges can